Late last year, a court ruled that the state's largest online charter school, the Wisconsin Virtual Academy, or WEVA, was operating illegally by using parents as certified teachers and enrolling students outside its northern Ozaukee school district. Since then, many students and families have wondered if WEVA and similar virtual schools would survive. But WEVA's principal, Kurt Berglund, says they received 779 open enrollment applications for this fall, just a few dozen down from last year. And Christine Diener, principal for the IQ Academy of Waukesha, says she's taken in roughly 900 applications, pretty much on par with 2007. Diener says one thing that was different this year was that many applicants indicated they were applying to multiple virtual schools across Wisconsin.
I think part of it was uncertainty about whether schools would be open in the fall and which schools would be open, and they wanted to make sure that they had an option for a virtual school in order to make sure that they had at least one that they could go to in the fall if there was not a legislative solution.
Diener says many virtual schools have considered the possibility that the state Supreme Court might reverse last year's ruling if nothing worked out in the legislature. Meanwhile, one virtual school actually saw a small spike in applications. Wisconsin Connections Academy principal Michelle Mueller says about 600 applications have come in for this fall, compared to 536 last year. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.